Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, yesterday we spoke about the new MacBook Air, powered by the M3 chip, with its support for two external screens at the same time. The only compromise is that the MacBook Air lid must be closed. The new feature also raises an interesting question. Will the M3 MacBook Pro that was introduced in October also gain multi-display support in this same way? After all, it shares the same version of Apple Silicon, which would lead you to believe that there's no hardware difference. It turns out that the answer is yes. Apple has confirmed to 9to5Mac that a software update for the 14-inch MacBook Pro with M3 will gain the ability to drive two external displays at the same time when the lid is closed. The feature will work identically to how it works on the new M3 MacBook Air. There are no details yet on which software update will add this support, although macOS Sonoma 14.4 is in developer and public beta testing. The M3 MacBook Air in 13-inch and 15-inch screen sizes hit stores on Friday, so it's possible that Apple adds this multi-display support to the M3 MacBook Pro in macOS Sonoma 14.4. The only question is when that update will be released. In other news today, continuing on with Apple's announcement from yesterday, last fall Apple added FaceTime to the Apple TV 4K as part of tvOS 17. Now the company is teaming up with Belkin to sell a Belkin MagSafe mount for using the iPhone-enabled feature more easily. The Belkin iPhone mount with MagSafe retails for $50 and is available to order today from Apple's website. The Belkin mount is meant to be attached directly to your TV or display. It can also work as a standalone mount and just sit on a desktop or a TV stand, or it can be attached to your wall. Once mounted, it has a tilt design, so you can adjust your environment and make sure you're getting the best picture possible. You can also easily flip your iPhone's orientation to stream or record in portrait or landscape mode. It's designed for continuity camera-supported apps, which includes things like FaceTime and Zoom. It's basically Apple's solution for the question of how to use your iPhone easily with your Apple TV now that tvOS supports FaceTime calling and other video apps. Perhaps one of these years will see a HomePod Apple TV FaceTime device smart home combo that properly puts a webcam in front of your TV. But until then, this new option from Belkin is a good solution, and it's available to order today for $50 with in-store pickup and delivery starting on Thursday. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. It automatically applies the best discount codes across over 100,000 retailer sites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, a newly proposed class action lawsuit alleges that Apple has marked up its iCloud prices to the point where the service is generating almost pure profit. The plaintiffs accuse Apple of rigging the competitive playing field by only allowing iCloud to manage device backups and other storage options. The lawsuit says, quote, Apple device holders are given 5 gigabytes of free iCloud storage space, but as Apple's iCloud revenues attest, most users find this insufficient for their storage needs and purchase a supplemental iCloud storage plan instead, end quote. And infamously, the free tier of iCloud has remained limited to 5 gigabytes of storage since it was introduced by Steve Jobs at WWDC 2011. Much of the lawsuit's emphasis is on the fact that iPhone users only have one option when it comes to full cloud device backups for their iPhone, and that option is Apple's own iCloud service. While customers can manually back up other files, like photos and documents, to cloud services including Dropbox and Google Drive, only iCloud supports automatic full device backups natively on iOS. In doing this, the plaintiffs say that Apple prevents rival cloud platforms from offering full-service cloud solutions that can compete effectively against iCloud. As such, Apple can choose to limit free iCloud storage to 5 gigabytes, and know that most people will need to subscribe and pay more for storage just to back up their devices. The lawsuit says, quote, "There is no technological or security justification for Apple mandating the use of iCloud for restricted files. Apple draws this distinction only to curtail competition and advantage its iCloud product over rival cloud platforms," end quote. The outcome of this lawsuit remains to be seen, but perhaps most notably, the lead plaintiff is being represented by the Hoggins Berman Law Firm, which is the same law firm behind a number of different successful class action lawsuits against Apple. Most notably, the firm handled the $560 million class action Apple Books price-fixing lawsuit against Apple, and a lawsuit from a coalition of developers in the United States. People who have purchased iCloud storage and are interested in potentially joining the lawsuit can do so via a form on the lawsuit's website, linked in the post in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.